Don't be afraid to meet with more than one divorce attorney and ask questions. A lot of people feel very intimidated to have multiple consults, but you really should. So I would just start your entire process knowing that.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating, we cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show. One of the first steps people do is they need to find a divorce attorney. And you let me know that there are red flags that you should watch out for. So I thought that would be an interesting way to start by talking about what things people should look out for when hiring a divorce attorney.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know. So they just go on Google and go to the first person that pops up. So they need to get some better information.
So let's talk about some of the red flags that people should watch out for when hiring a divorce attorney. And we have this handy tips here. So let's go through that. Talk about why it's so important, Tracy.
So first of all, the tip that's at the bottom there, don't be afraid to meet with more than one divorce attorney and ask questions. A lot of people feel very intimidated to have multiple consults, but you really should. So I would just start your entire process knowing that. Meet with at least two, if not three, if you have the time to see who's a good fit for you. Because if you have three different appointments, you are probably going to get three entirely different experiences. It's a little bit like dating. You're going to have three different dates. And so you pick one that is the best fit for you.
Let me ask you, what is that like? Is the lawyer, you should go meet with other attorneys, or are they trying to close you on the spot? Because I imagine it's a intimidating process meeting with a divorce attorney for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, most likely, the attorney would be trying to close on the spot because they maybe have quotas to meet, or they need a new case and they want to make money, right? So you feel like you get any of those high pressure tactics, just know that that is not really, the case. And so unless your legal situation has some sense of urgency about it, you definitely have the time to shop around, to meet with a couple of people and get a couple of different opinions. So don't be intimidated to do that.
So what's the kind of thing you would say at the end of a consultation? I'm going to talk to some other people and get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can say I'm really, thinking over my options. And if I, choose to move forward, what is the best way for me to do that? Or if I have additional questions, how can I reach you? And that's not uncommon at all to a divorce attorney. Often people are preparing for a divorce long before it happens. I would say about 50% of the time, people are coming in just to gather information. They're just wanting to get ready to get ready. They want to know what sort of documents they need to start collecting. They want to know how much it's going to cost, what it's going to look like, but they're not quite ready to move forward. So from a professional standpoint, that is entirely normal from our point of view to have a consult that isn't exactly ready to move forward with divorce. It's such a big question and a decision to make. And so it's totally fine to, conclude that meeting and say, I'll be back in touch. That's totally appropriate.
Let's talk about some of the red flags you listed here that we should be on the lookout for. Just looking at them, some of the things that I'd want to hear, and you're saying these are actually red flags to watch out for?
Absolutely. So the first one is if the professional you're meeting with, the divorce attorney, lacks compassion and empathy. It's really important to know that for divorce attorneys, we deal with divorce all of the time. And so for us, it is a bit of an emotion neutral type of transaction, so we're assessing a problem and we're trying to jump in there and give some ideas and some results. So you know, a lot of times if clients are crying, I definitely wouldn't expect your attorney to be crying with you. That would be really unusual. But if somebody is just like completely cold to your situation, you know, just seems like they don't have the time for you, you know, really doesn't seem to have any empathy or compassion, then that's probably how they're going to treat your case without empathy and compassion. And so that's just something I think is a red flag. And it's different from being professional and lacking compassion and empathy and understanding and trying to understand the situation and relate to the client. So two different things. But if you just get this really cold reaction, that's a red flag.
What about the attorney that's the shark? We're going to go get him. Is that something that you want to hear from an attorney?
No. You know, I get asked all the time, you know, can you be a bulldog? And to a divorce attorney, I would be really surprised if, you know, their internal reaction is not cringe when somebody asks you that, because of course, if you're in a litigation position, you can do what's needed for your client, and it's your job to advocate for your client. But if that's all they're talking about is we're going to go fight, 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 that's really expensive. And that's another red flag. And the fact of the matter is that over 90% of divorces, closer to 95%, never see the inside of a courtroom. They resolve either between the parties talking in a mediation, settlement negotiations between the attorneys, and a judge is never passing judgment on their case. So what are you fighting about? You know, what are you paying for? You know, if you're paying this attorney to get angry, that costs money. It costs a lot of money to hire their anger and to have them amplify your issues in the court system. That's probably the most expensive way to vent your problems, is to hire somebody at $350, $400 an hour to yell your anger into the court system. And it also causes a lot of delay. So if you have somebody that sends a really angry letter and then they file a really angry motion with the court, it usually takes at least 90 days for that issue to get resolved. And so here you are sort of marinating in this angry situation, paying this person and not really moving your case forward. So if somebody is only talking about fight, 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 I would really question that as well. They really should be telling you all the different ways that your case can be resolved, because everybody in the divorce industry knows most cases get resolved. So we should be focusing on how to get the best results, how to resolve it efficiently and low conflict, as opposed to how are we going to go to war? Because we all know the war rarely happens.
It's interesting, because a lot of people will probably come in very hurt, and they might have these feelings that they want to get this person. So if the lawyer matches that, they might think, oh, this person's on my side. But even if you have those feelings, you're saying you probably want the attorney to come at it from a different angle, to be the one that is saying, let's slow down and be calm about this.
Absolutely. I mean, most people going through a divorce are hurt. Most of the clients that I meet with are brokenhearted. They expected to be with somebody, you know, forever. They might have children together. They've spent a long time invested in this relationship. They might be hurt. But amplifying their hurt feelings and anger into the court system actually doesn't help that person heal. So at the end of the process, they're going to end up not just a broken person, but also broke financially. And so it is a much better process to say, let's get this done efficiently in a healthy manner so you can co-parent with this person and you still have some dollars in the bank to go on that trip that you always wanted, to pay for therapy, to invest in a new home, and to prepare for your future. Because when you're having a very angry process where the attorneys are just warring with one another, they're the only ones that are profiting from that.
How about these other red flags I see here? I'm going to guarantee results. I know the judge. Those are things that might be red flags.
Absolutely. I mean, if you are an attorney, the fact of the matter is you know who the judge is. You're usually pretty familiar with your judges. You practice in front of a lot. But what I'm talking about is when somebody is sort of saying, oh, like, I know that judge on a personal level, as if that's going to get you some sort of preferential treatment. That is unethical for the judge to be guaranteeing any results or to be giving favoritism to anybody. And so very rarely in the world does that ever occur. A judge is not going to lose their position as a judge over your divorce case. So it's a very serious ethical complaint against a judge if that occurs. And so when attorneys are saying that, like, oh, well, I know the judge and, you know, they always rule in my favor, that just isn't, that's just a lie. It's just not even true. And guaranteeing results is also incredibly unethical and something that should really be treated with caution. Attorneys have every right to say and should be giving opinions, you know, like, well, I've assessed the numbers and I feel like child support would be in this range to this range, and things like that are appropriate. But when somebody says, I guarantee you that if we go to court, you will get alimony, you will get this account, you will get these things, that is just a flat out lie. Because when you go to court, you're handing over your entire life to the discretion of the judge. And you do not know what will happen. Your attorney does not know what will happen. And so you are totally just punting it off to this judge, their personal feelings, their history. And I had a judge one time make a ruling because they had recently watched an episode of 60 Minutes and they felt like that something that they saw in that episode needed to be part of our court order. And so that was new, you know, but when you say somebody else take control of this case, my spouse and I are not able to reach a resolution. So we need this stranger judge to our family to make decisions about our kids and our finances. You have no idea what's going to happen.
So don't get your legal knowledge from LA law and 60 Minutes or something. No. Talk to a professional.
Yeah. Like most things, it's not like television. The system leaves people broken, broken.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.